Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a special breaking news episode of Jury Duty, the trial of Robert Durst. I'm your host, Carrie Antholis. When we started this podcast, we told you that we were going to be doing something groundbreaking. We said that instead of telling you the narrative behind a major trial after it's finished, we were going to present the story surrounding Robert Durst's trial for the murder of Susan Berman as it is happening. Well, it turns out that we are going to be doing something even more groundbreaking. We're going to present the story surrounding that trial as it is happening over two seasons. But first, here's the breaking news. On Friday, July 31st, a hearing was called to determine the future of Robert Durst's trial. Proceedings were halted in mid-March when the coronavirus forced officials to close Los Angeles County courthouses. Due to the relentless spread of the pandemic in California, the trial faced numerous subsequent delays, placing the jurors' lives on hold while they waited for the trial to resume. With California's reported COVID cases still climbing, Judge Mark E. Windham has determined that another indefinite delay is untenable. A different course of action is required.
The people have proposed a new date of April 12th, and in moving papers, both sides agreed. Mr. Durst agreed in writing. I would say that both sides have made a good cause argument for the adjournment, so I'll treat it as a joint motion to adjourn until April 12th. But I would set an earlier date here in Department 81, 1 month ahead of that, just to be sure that we're on track and to assess the health conditions at the time.
The trial of Robert Durst has been adjourned until April 12th, 2021. At that time, the same jury will return to finish a trial that they started more than a year before. So what does that mean for this podcast? First, the lawyers in this case gave us a great gift. In their opening statements, they gave us compelling summaries of their competing stories about this case, complete with audio evidence. We still have 7 episodes to share with you, laying out these rival narratives. Episode 4 premieres Tuesday, August 5th, just after midnight Eastern Time. In a moment, we will present some of the highlights from those upcoming episodes. Over the coming months, we will be sharing breaking news on any events that occur before next spring. So be sure to subscribe to Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts in order to receive the latest updates on the case of the People versus Robert Durst. And then, in the spring of 2021, we will return with a second season of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst. Again, one of the longest murder trials in American history will be presented over 2 podcast seasons. For now, here's a taste of what's ahead on the rest of season 1 of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst.
I'm sure I got more stoned and more drunk, and I dismembered the corpse. Took the body parts and put everything else there that was bloody, or whatever it was. That I ended up cleaning up the place with, put them in the garbage bags.
But was your intention when you put up the $250,000 to run away?
Oh, goodbye $250,000, goodbye jail, I'm out.
Mr. Durst is going to be asked, in essence, what was the plan for how he was going to deal with the charges and get out of this six response?
All right, tonight. Did not kill him by dismembering him. I dismembered him after he was dead. Can you unstrike a match? No. Can you unring a bell? No. If somebody's dead, is there anything you can do to prevent him from dying? No.
So I want to start by saying to you what you probably heard of me saying before. Bob Durst did not kill Susan Berman. And he doesn't know who did. When Bob showed up and found her dead, he panicked. He wrote the anonymous letter so her body would be found, and he ran. He's run away all his life. First, Bob fully accepted responsibility for dismembering Kathy Barrett, for dismembering Lawrence Black's body.
No evidence is evidence. If it's not there, you can consider it.
So when I asked you, hey, listen, has Bob ever admitted that he killed Kathy? You had a long pause, and then you said, that's something I don't want to answer. I know you said you didn't want to answer it, but you agree you didn't say no, correct?
I agree to that.
Now, when you listen to what's been called the bathroom audio, before the door can even close, the first thing Bob Durst says is, there it is, you're caught. Then the door closes. Then you hear all the other things, and then you hear very clearly,
kill them all, of course.
The words of Robert Durst that the HBO series The Jinx made famous, killed them all, of course. So in order to receive the latest episodes of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst, as well as updates on the case and notification of when Season 2 will begin, please make sure that you have subscribed to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst is produced by Crime Story Media and Acast. I'm Cary Antholis, your host. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts and share us with your friends. To make sure you catch all of Crime Story's journalistic endeavors, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Crime Story Media and check out our website at crimestory.com. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll tune in for the next episode of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.